Writer, actor, and director Edward Burns made his first movie, The Brothers McMullen, in his own backyard for just $25,000. When it earned more than $10 million at the box office, Hollywood was eager to finance his next project. So there are a couple of big-name performers in the cast of She's the One, his new Irish-American comedy, including John Mahoney, Fraser's dad on TV, and Jennifer Aniston of Friends. But critic Bob Mondello says Burns is still working in a very modest way and getting big results.
The boat on which the Fitzpatrick family sails Long Island Sound is called the Fighting Fitzpatricks, and that's a pretty good description of its owners. Dad is a gruff but loving guy who teases his two adult sons mercilessly and urges them always to make sure that they are happy in life. That may explain why they've been competing with each other since they were toddlers. At first glance, you'd have to say that the younger brother has won. Francis is married to his childhood sweetheart Renee, lives in a flashy Manhattan loft, and is becoming a Wall Street hotshot. Mickey has been nursing his wounds from a broken engagement for 3 years while driving a cab. Still, Francis doesn't cut him any slack, not even when Mickey drops by the loft one night with a surprise, a new bride named Hope.
I had no idea you were such an impetuous romantic. I mean, that's a pretty impulsive move you guys pulled. But I'm sorry, when did you actually meet?
Wednesday.
Oh, today's Saturday. Okay, so you were married without a best man when?
Thursday.
Oh, so you had a full 24 hours to get to know each other then.
Francis.
No, I'm relieved, honey, aren't you? I mean, I thought they might have rushed into this.
Watch yourself, Francis, okay?
Yeah, you know what, you guys, don't listen to Francis. He's about as impulsive and romantic as a nun. In fact, you know what, honey, I'm wondering why you actually didn't become one.
So am I, hon.
What that tender little exchange hints at is that Francis's well-organized home life isn't quite the bed of roses he would have his brother believe. Francis and Renee haven't had sex in months because he's having an affair and doesn't want to cheat on his girlfriend. But Renee doesn't know that and is beginning to think that something else is going on, like maybe he's gay? And you know how families are. They rally around supportively, especially dads.
So are you?
Dad. I told you, I'm in love with another woman. You're my father. How could you say that to me?
Franny, I just want to let you know I'm okay with it. If you are or you aren't, it's all right with me. I'll always love you.
Thanks, Dad. But I'm not gay.
Well, I don't think you have to worry about it, Dad. I mean, if anybody would know, I would. He's not gay.
Mickey, the kid wears cologne, for Christ's sake.
Get the hell out of here.
I mean, come on, friend. You're kind of prissy, all right? I mean, you like cooking and clothing and furniture, and I mean, you wear that freaking cologne, so, you know.
Oh, that's brilliant, Mick. That makes me gay.
No, I'm just saying, some people might read you as less than straight. And if you are, you know I'm your brother, and I'll always love you. Sweet boy.
Like I said, supportive to the max. Director Ed Burns, who plays Mickey and who also wrote the screenplay, as he did in The Brothers McMullen, has crafted an even more engaging comedy about this new Irish Catholic family, since Mike McGlone, who played Burns's younger McMullen brother, also plays the younger brother here, and Maxine Bonds, who was Burns's girlfriend in the earlier film, has that same assignment here. It may sound as if the McMullens have simply morphed into the Fitzpatricks, but this is a much more interesting clan. Its women are sharper and less willing to subordinate their interests to those of idiot mates. That's especially true of Jennifer Aniston as Francis's long-suffering wife and of the compelling Wall Street femme fatale played by Cameron Diaz, who would be just a plot device in most Hollywood films. The men, besides being hilarious, are also edgier than you initially expect, and unlike most Tinseltown comedies, there's a genuine sense of family in She's the One. In short, while you could describe this film as a comedy about two brothers, one of whom follows his father's advice and is miserable, and the other of whom ignores his father's advice and is miserable, it ends up being a good deal more than that. In fact, if Burns can keep this up, he has a shot at becoming a sort of working-class Irish Woody Allen. In the meantime, if you're weary of rock'em sock'em blockbusters and looking for an appealingly adult comedy, She's the One is the One. I'm Bob Mondello.